This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Campfire is brought to you by.
Thank you, Philly, for a fantastic show at City Winery. Shout out to City Winery in Philadelphia. You guys were amazing behind the scenes, during the show, production, the food, everything was amazing. But don't forget, guys, I'm coming to City Winery in Boston on May 30th. Don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. Start planning your trip to Boston. If you don't live in Boston, you want to come see our Campfire After Dark live show. We will then be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta the next day on July 12th. We will also be in Seattle for a special live show coming there on August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are working on more cities. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on all socials so you don't miss out on any of the dates, our new dates for the Campfire After Dark live show. Thanks so much for everyone that's seen the show, supported, and is spreading the word. I love meeting all of you.
You're listening to Campfire on the Campfire Radio Network.
What's going on, guys? Come on in. Come on in. It's a late night live Campfire After Dark. Got to wait till after dark. It's a rainy, cold night here in New York City, and I'm your host, Campfire. Oh, what's going on, everyone? I'm streaming from my computer again, just to test this out, to kind of give it more of a consistency. I love me an after dark. Yes, Caviar. I love your name. Hey, what is it? What's the name? Hey. Oxalis? I think I'm pronouncing that. What are you talking about tonight? What are we not talking about tonight? All right, no. All right. No, I wanted to first say shout out to Philly. We had a fantastic show on Thursday. It was a fun show. Lots of conversation. Again, another very different show than you experienced in DC, a very different show that you experienced in New York City. It was fun. It was a lot of fun at City Winery, Philadelphia. I love that venue. Would love to go back and do that venue again. Yes, Rose. Hope you had a fantastic time. Thank you so much. So you guys can hear me loud and clear. I'm streaming from a different platform today. Just giving this a test out, seeing if it looks better, feels better. The last time we did this, it started to freeze up towards the end. So I just wanted to come here again, be a little more consistent with it, say hello, how you doing, let you guys know I had a great time in Philly. I had a great time in DC. I had a great time in New York City. I know a lot of you are asking, when you come to Chicago, when you come to St. Louis, when you come into this place or that place. We're working on confirming dates. I'm hopefully this week confirm some new cities on the Campfire After Dark live show. But if you are in Nashville, Atlanta, or Seattle, we already have dates available. Check out the links in my Instagram bio. All right. Dade says, has Apollo's wife responded to his cheating rumors? I don't think so. I haven't seen anything, but I've also been busy, but I don't think so. We did talk about Apollo and Peter from Real Housewives of Atlanta at our Philly show. That was fun. That we had really some really great conversation. Mm-hmm. Some people dropped some tea. I will be releasing the audio. But if you missed our New York City show or you missed the DC show, you can hear the audio on the Campfire podcast, on Apple Podcasts, and on Spotify. Hey, B. Scott. Hold on. Someone says, if you're in New York City, why not do CT? Because a lot of people that lived in Connecticut actually came to New York City's show. Just saying. Thank you, B. I appreciate that so much. You'll like Seattle. I lived there for 10 years. I'm excited to go to Seattle. I might spend a few days in Seattle before coming back to New York. But Seattle's not till August, so it's probably like the best time to go to Seattle. So I'm looking forward to Seattle. Seattle is August 30th. Link in the bio for that. Some of you already hit me up and told me that you bought your tickets. I know it seems far out, but before you know it, it will be August. Just saying. I'm excited for Nashville in July, Atlanta in July. We have a couple of other dates that we're looking at in July. So July is going to be a busy month. All right. Yes, I got to meet Philly John. Lovely, lovely, lovely woman. Let me see. August is a great time to go see. That's what I thought. So I'll be in Seattle. We're going to do something a little different in Seattle. I don't know if they've confirmed it. It's supposed to be like two shows in Seattle on the same night, but both shows will be very different. Both shows will be very different. So stay locked for that, Seattle. I got to double check. Is my voice changing? Hold on.
Did my voice change?
I could probably do Nashville. It's 5 hours. Oh my God. Paula, where do you live? I've never been to Seattle. I'm actually looking forward to Seattle. I'm looking forward to all the cities, honestly. I'm looking forward to Nashville. I'm looking forward to the eating. I'm looking forward to Atlanta because I've never been. Let me see. Oh, it went back to normal. But
I think I like this better. What do you think?
Sorry. What about Canada? We have been talking about other cities, guys. Please understand. A lot of this stuff is happening as we speak. But, you know, you also have to wait and confirm with venues and things like that. Sandra says, I hear same Kempire. Even with this voice?
What do you mean? What are you trying to say? This is a good test to let me know if you guys hear the voice changes coming through the box. Let me know if it's working.
We are talking about Texas. Again, guys, I know you are. Come here. Come. First of all, it's not easy, okay? Plotting and planning a tour. So please understand, slowly but surely. Slowly but surely, okay? Please understand, Texas is in the conversation. Florida's in the conversation. Chicago's in the conversation. St. Louis is in the conversation. Canada's in the conversation. So, yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Sandra. But yeah, Philly was fantastic. We had a really great time in Philly. It was a great show, great energy, great people, great audience, great venue. We had a lot of really great things in Philly. I enjoyed myself. And we will be releasing the audio from the Philly show once I get the audio. Toronto's in the conversation. Toronto's definitely in the conversation. Brooklyn, what's going on, Brooklyn? And I will be coming back. Well, I live in New York, but we will be doing another New York City show, probably more than likely for Pride Month. I will let you guys know once it's confirmed and available to purchase tickets. But yeah, we're going to do New York again. For those that weren't able to come and for those that want to come again.
How you doing?
What's going on, Sarah? Hold on. I want to see some of your questions. T Talk says, I had to work and miss Philly. I know Delaware is too small to come. Well, is Delaware, if you live in Delaware, would you come to the DMV? I would definitely do Philly again. I enjoyed Philly. I enjoyed the city. But yeah. June 26th is my B-Day. Happy Pride. Yeah. Do you live in New York City, Peace Charm? We're going to do something for Pride. It won't be on your birthday, though, but it'll be for Pride Month. I did not watch Love and Marriage DC tonight. I was going to watch it. Normally, I would watch it, and then I would do a recap of it. I was like, I need a break. I'm tired of doing stuff that I don't want to do, especially recaps that I don't want to do. So I was like, I'll catch it when I catch it. I didn't feel up to doing it. Literally, it's been a busy, hectic week. Just came back yesterday. I did a recap of... Literally, when I came back, I did a recap of The Traitors, the season finale, and the reunion. So if you missed that, that's available on YouTube. Then I also did The Real Housewives of Miami, final part of their reunion recap. I was like, I need a break. So you gotta know when to say, I need a moment. Especially for things that you're not excited about watching or recapping. Just saying. You know I'm very honest. Oh, Toronto. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm not coming to Buffalo. No offense. Look. No offense, Buffalo, but there's a lot that goes into doing a tour. Okay, just understand. There's a lot that goes into doing a tour. So you have to be mindful of where to go. Like, if I could do every city, that's part of the reason why some of your favorite big artists don't do certain cities, because they've done it before. And when they do calculations and things like that, that's part of the reason why they don't end up doing or scheduling. And that's also another issue, too, with planning the shows that I want to plan, because I'm also thinking of the audience. I'm thinking, when exactly would people actually come out? I could easily come to some of your favorite cities right now, because they'll put me on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Who's coming out on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday? So I know, at least for the most part, people will come out on a Thursday. People will come out on a Friday, definitely on a Saturday. So there's a lot that goes into planning these things. And it's also waiting to hear from people and things like that as well. So just wanted to... Exactly. Sarah says the math has to math. There's budgets. Look, there's a lot that goes into doing a tour. All right. So we're trying. And so far, we've been quite successful. And I'm happy about that. So thank you to New York City. Thank you to the DMV. Thank you to Philly. I'm looking forward to Nashville and Atlanta this summer. I'm looking forward to Seattle. Yeah, I'm also looking forward to a little bit of a break between now and then. I also need to plan a vacation, an actual go somewhere. You know, I love to travel internationally, right? You know, the United States is cute, but I got to figure out where I'm going. I haven't gone anywhere yet. Usually, normally by now, I would have at least tried to have 2 big trips a year, at least 2. I haven't even planned one yet, and we are in March. We are in March, y'all. So I say that to say, thank you so much, Stacey. Yes, this tour is going well. I'm excited about it. Again, if you're in Nashville or Atlanta, or if you're in Seattle, get your tickets. Oh, I almost forgot to. The next show is in Boston. Who's in Boston? Who lives in Boston? That will be in May. That will be May 30th, my birthday month. So come to that if you're in Boston or near Boston or will be in Boston. Come to that show on May 30th. That's the next show before Nashville and Atlanta. Boston is coming up next. Okay. Speaking of the Traitors, I just watched the first 3 episodes of The Traitors UK. There was something refreshing about watching real people play this game. And I get it, in America, what grabs people's attention are people that they know, celebrities and things like that. And it does make a difference in regards to how hooked you are. But if you really love the game, The Traitors, then you'll really like the UK version. The UK version, it's what was great about season 1 was that the challenges were somewhat different. This season, it's the same castle, same as last year, and the same as the US castle. It wasn't US castle, you know what I mean? The US version's castle in Scotland. And it's like the same exact competitions. Some of you don't even like watching the Traitors competitions. So I'm enjoying the first 3 episodes. I really like the host. She's not as theatrical as Alan Cumming. So if you expect her to be like that, no, she's a little bit more dark and withdrawn. But also there's a sweet side to her as well. But I'm enjoying it. And I hope next season of the US version, they will mix in some regular people, because I think that's what made me love season 1 of The Traitors US. This one you might not love. I will just preface this, the UK version, because you won't know these people because they're all regular folk. But I always say, you know, everyone keeps asking for people that you know on these reality shows, and that hasn't worked out. Let's go back to the old model where we find really great reality TV stars in real people that we didn't know before. So far, I'm entertained by the UK, and I can't wait for Australia, because I heard there's a big surprise at the end of the Australian season 2, The Traitors. For those that are wondering, we're talking about The Traitors. You can watch the first 3 episodes. They're not paying me, but it doesn't matter. I'm letting you guys know. The first 3 episodes of The Traitors season 2 UK is now available on Peacock, just in time for the finale and reunion of our version of The Traitors. All right. See, the pink pop boxes, I love the regular pink. Me too. I like the mix. It was nice to have some people that everyone knows. Because, you know, I didn't know Suri from Survivor. But I liked her. I got to know her on there. So, but there are a lot of people that did know her. But I also like the mix of, like, the real people because they're a little bit more raw in how they feel and things like that. So I thought that was cool. But you know America is so, like, celebrity-driven. So that was part of the reason why this season... Oh, the pink box said I heard Australia got canceled. I heard that too, but I haven't confirmed it. I'm surprised that it would get canceled. I'm surprised. But you never know. Like, what is popular over here doesn't mean it's going to be popular over there, especially if it's not centered around celebrities. So that might be the reason why. The U.S. version aired the finale and the reunion on Thursday already. Yep, they aired it back to back. And we recapped it, I don't know if they officially canceled the Australian version. Maybe if you're in Australia, you can let us know. Replay crew, be sure to let us know. Maybe you've heard something. But I got to see how it ended season two. I'm surprised that they would cancel it if it was such a big surprise at the end. But maybe the surprise is the reason why it ended. There are multiple Traitors shows, but the ones that are available here in the U.S. that you can watch on Peacock are the U.S. version, the U.K. version, and the Australia version. But there's other versions. I haven't seen the other versions. Hannah from the Below Deck was in season two. Really? So they had a mix of reality stars and regular people, the pink box. Australia version with regular people is good. I like season one of Australia. Oh, I forgot to get my water bottle. Well, I won't be here long. I'm just here testing out for those that are just joining us. I'm testing out streaming from my computer here on Instagram. Also want to give you guys an update for the Kempire After Dark, a live show that we did in Philly. Tonight. Oh, my goodness. I need to go to bed. Tonight, we spring forward, y'all. Thank you, Courtney. We spring forward. I literally found out today. I was like, oh, today we move forward. We at 2 a.m. Eastern here, we go forward an hour. So we lose an hour of sleep. Oh, God. Another reason why I did not want to spend my evening watching Love and Marriage DC. So for those that might be waiting on it, it's not happening. Not at least not tonight. Because normally I would watch it. I would record something. And then I put it out tomorrow. No, I didn't feel up to it. I was watching Traitors UK. I'm tired. I think all the, you know, pomp and circumstance from this week has caught up with me. It was really busy yesterday as well. I did the Traitors recap. I did my Real Housewives of Miami recap. Look. Woo, 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 Campfire. Woo, woo, woo. I'm being honest with you. I'm being transparent. Courtney says, love. It's not slander. I'm being honest. But I tell you that at the beginning of every DC recap. I'm like, but shout out to DC. Because when I said, do you guys like Love and Marriage DC? You guys said yes. Campfire, did you eat? I did eat. I did have dinner. Cheesy says, voice is a bit deep. You tired already? I am tired. I am tired. Your hair is messed up on the side, Campfire. What do you mean it's messed up on the side? Look. too many reunions. My soul is tired. Yeah, and we still have the final part of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. What about, hold on. What about the tired Atlanta Housewives? Well, Atlanta's not happening right now. They're finalizing their cast. They haven't even started filming yet. I wouldn't be surprised if they start filming next month, maybe. Maybe in May. Grand says, oh, are you still up? Yep. Miss Sharon, is that you? Yeah, I think it's you, Miss Sharon, right? Hey, sweet. Beverly Hills sucks now. I don't think so. And those ratings are not sucking. Their live ratings alone are getting over 1 million. So people are watching. Paula says, I say woo 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 to my husband now. Luckily, he has a good sense of humor. How'd you get that scar by your right eye? Never noticed until IG Live. I got it. Wait, is it here? tier. I got that from my sister, who pushed me into a table when I was a kid. I love the end of the Miami reunion. The end of the Miami reunion, we see a beef between Marisol and Alexia. That's real. Like, some of the stuff that we see on Housewives, every once in a while, like, I believe that their beef is real. That particular beef. I don't think it lasts because they're real friends. Okay? I just did some skincare. I did not even put moisturizer on yet, y'all. I just did a peel, and I was supposed to put moisturizer on, but then I was also trying to rush to come on here. So after this, I will moisturize. So if I look a little dry. Yeah, but Alexia, when asked whether or not Marisol lies, she's like, well, she forgets a lot. Basically saying that she lies. She lies. Marisol lies. Come on. Soap says, you, Campfire, you look great for 50. Really? When I am 50, I will look great. Please understand. That's why I make sure I moisturize and take care of my skin. And Jash says, Marisol does lie. You know they come for me. Look, you can come for me. It's okay. Lies, likable Persian carpet. Thank you, Yomi. It's all right, y'all. Menopause for Marisol, Lord. Is that Joe Mendoza? Joe came to our Philly show as well. Shout out to Joe. Shout out to, there are a few of you that have been to all three of the Campfire After Dark live shows. I am not 50. Not yet. I got a ways to go before 50. Can't wait for Dubai. Yes, Real Housewives of Dubai comes June 2nd. Real Housewives of New Jersey comes May 5th. Did you guys see the trailers for both? Well, there really wasn't a big trailer for Dubai, but we, if you went to BravoCon, which I'm wearing my shirt, if you went to BravoCon, then you saw the first episode. The first episode was cute. The first episode was light, fun, great energy. One time, Wendy Williams said, my skin is so moisturized, it could fall off my bones. I never forgot that. Well, it's better that she say that your skin was moisturized than not moisturized. Yeah, the Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer didn't make me go, because before I saw the trailer, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of ready to see New Jersey. And then I saw the trailer and I was like, But again, it's a trailer. It's hard to go off of a trailer. But we shall see. Thank you, Jash. Jash says they love my version of the Dubai trailer. If you didn't see it, I made a couple of edits. My edits were so convincing. People were like, is Caroline Stanberry not coming back? Not in my head. Someone said, Campfire, are you excited about Jersey? I was before I saw the trailer. I was excited about it before the trailer. I'm still going to be excited because I really do like, I've liked New Jersey over the years. It was one of my top faves. The last couple of seasons have gotten a little eh, but we'll see. Yes, we did notice that there were no scenes between Teresa and Melissa. I mean, I think Melissa's the one who says that there were some scenes where they're together, but I guess maybe no interaction. We shall see. I'm sure there will be snide comments made from both sides. Stacey, you're watching DC? Well, you can watch for all of us because I'm not watching. I might have watched. I might wait until not this week, but the following week to watch both episodes and then report on it. Look. did you preview part three of yes, I did see the first 7 minutes of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion where Kathy Hilton comes out. My girls are bringing it. I think this was a good season. We shall see. I'll just listen to your Real Housewives of New Jersey recaps. Well, that means I have to watch it. Is Josephina full-time this season? You know what? We barely saw Joe in the trailer. But here's the thing. So they're talking about marriage troubles for Teresa and Louie. I'm not surprised by that, but who knows? But Louis can't, I said this before, Louis can't carry the men. You know, one of the things that people love about New Jersey are the husbands. Louis doesn't fit in well with the other men. He's very weird. Thank you. Greta says, you're not missing anything with Love and Marriage. That's what I thought. Don't be surprised if you don't see another recap in regards to it. That's the one thing. No matter how you feel about Joe Gorga, he mixes well with the men. He makes what the men do on New Jersey interesting scenes. Not saying that he's perfect, but he's perfect in that dynamic. I can't with his mad red face, Louis. Yeah, Louis is a strange duck. That's one way of putting it. But, you know, every season I try to come in with like, okay, I haven't seen these people in several months. Let's see what they offer. Jules says, I love the guests. See, a lot of people do. So much so at BravoCon, my t-shirt. So much so at BravoCon, they had their own, like, panel. You know what I mean? So a large majority enjoy the husbands on New Jersey. I feel like Joe Gorga is a good guy to kind of keep that mix going. And I think that's part of the reason why both Melissa and Joe are coming back this season, because I don't think that mix of husbands, I think the husbands would lose their appeal to the audience if they were to get rid of Joe. Hi, thank you, Kasika. So many of you have different names here on Instagram, so I don't recognize some of you that watch me on YouTube or on TikTok. But yeah, for those that are in Boston, our tickets are now on sale for City Winery in Boston. We're going to be there May 30th. Then I'll be in Nashville in July, July 11th, and Atlanta the very next day at the City Winery there. And then I will be in Seattle. And I know a lot of you are waiting on additional dates, but those are hopefully coming soon. Hold on. I'm trying to keep up with all your comments, y'all. Joe and Melissa have an agreement. What do you mean? What an agreement? Joe loves himself. Of course he does. He's a Leo. Shout out to all the Leos. That's why he comes across that way. He's a Leo. And his wife is an Aries. Are you friends with Andrew Caldwell? Who's that? We're working on Texas. I've been hearing you guys. That's one city. That's one state. But there are cities like Houston and Dallas that have been asking. So I feel like we definitely need to do that. So we're working on it, though. For those that are just coming in, it is a process to figure these details out. So sometimes it takes time. Sometimes people don't get back to you in time. Those kind of things. Is it true Teresa and Louis are having issues? That's the rumor on the street. And that was the rumor they were playing on in the trailer for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Yeah, Melissa's an Aries. So is Jennifer Aiden. Soap says that, Soap, are you just here to troll? We can mute you. Because some of the things you're saying are a little like, huh? We are working on California. We were talking about California when I was in Philly with the tour folks. Oh yes, Andrew Caldwell is the delivered man from that likes women, allegedly. Anyways, I'm an Aries, almost Aries season. Woohoo! Yes, it is almost Aries season. Right now we're in Pisces seasons. Where are the Pisces? Texas. I hear Texas is amazing. I've never been. I've never been to Texas. Yes, 8.5 is an Aries. Shocking. I'm an Aries, and I've come to the conclusion that Aries women are annoying. Is that weird? I have to say some of my closest friends are Aries women. I don't really know a lot of Aries men, but a lot of Aries women are my friends. I get along with them very well, so I don't know if I would call them annoying. I guess they do annoy me sometimes. We're in Texas. Dallas and Houston aren't close, and I'm in San Antonio. Well, Shauna, we shall see. We haven't confirmed the dates yet. I've been saying that I would like to see Camille come back, but with Camille coming back this season, I felt like, you know. Would you want to see Camille come back? Yeah, I would. But I don't know. Thank you so much. See, it's too late. It's Campfire After Dark, but I'm tired. Yay, Jola. Jola, which show are you coming to? Are you coming to Atlanta or are you coming to Nashville? I'm doing great, independent woman. 8.5 is in Aries, but we don't claim her. A mess. I want housewives and businesses and partners and kids. I don't trust Texans. You don't trust Texans? Why not? Emery is her own bad edit. Emery gave very much friend of vibes. I don't know why they gave her a full-time diamond. That made no sense to me. Just make her a friend of. Her edit this season was very friend of. Josh, that's a great question. I would like to travel somewhere interesting this season, but right now I'm keeping my schedule open for tour dates. However, I kind of know where we're going. We haven't announced all the dates, so I can kind of plan. I need to have at least 2 trips this year. Look, at least 2. I'd like more than that, but I want PK pre-traveling all the time. Did you see about the son on Cicero? Oh, didn't he pass away?
Hey guys, time to get in on the action for the biggest moments in basketball with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Just select 2 or more players, pick more or less on their projections, place your entry, and win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app and use the code GET100. That's code GET100 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Who is your After Dark fantasy? What do you mean, Danielle? What are you asking in the chat? Who's been the nicest Bravo Leb you've encountered? The nicest? I've only really encountered nice Bravo Lebs. I've never encountered someone that was nasty or rude. Strange. Like, Giselle, she was weird when I met her. But not rude. She was strange. I don't know if I would say I have anyone that's been the nicest, because I feel like a lot of them that I've ever interacted with have been nice. Like, even Drew Sidora was, like, very surprisingly nice. She's like, oh, I know you. So I was like, oh. And she was like, I don't know how you know what you know, but she's like, but be nice to me. She was very nice, though. I have to say that about Drew. Oh, yeah, about this. See, I don't watch Sister Wives, but I did hear about Garrison. Sounds on brand for... Yeah, she just gave a weird vibe. Like, she wasn't rude. I would never say that she was rude. She wasn't rude. She just gave, like, a weird vibe. She was like... I forgot what she said exactly. Something to the effect of, like, do you guys talk about me? Or something like that. I forgot. I haven't done an official review on Black Hake on Hulu, that series, yet. I did talk about it on our Tuesday Takeover on YouTube. For those that don't follow me on YouTube, but I think the good majority here do follow me on YouTube, but if you don't, my longer form content is available there where I talk about some shows that you probably don't realize that I talk about. But I did talk about Black Hake, the first 3 episodes this past Tuesday. We can't get rid of Drew. I love Black Hake. Matter of fact, I need to go finish watching it. Kempire, these are my shopping hours. What do you mean your shopping hours? Your online shopping hours? This is late. Which housewife's husband is your after... Danielle, are you been drinking, Danielle? Which housewife's husband is your after dark fantasy? What does that mean, though? Like, which one I want to sleep with? Look. It's hard to even have that kind of thought because they're all straight. So it's sort of like I have people that I'm attracted to, but like to actually have a fantasy with, it's kind of hard when you know that they're all straight or trash. I wonder if Ralph will film because he has nothing else going on, okay?
Danielle says, no, I haven't been drinking. Sharon says, yes, because my husband is sleeping. What are you buying, Sharon? another comment says that Drew is with Dennis. I think because they were pictured like together. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. F. Mary Kill on New Jersey in Beverly Hills. What do you mean, F. Mary Kill? They can be trash. We're not looking for a relationship. I know, but I'm just saying. There's Apollo. There's Juan Dixon. Mauricio is looking better now. Remember when Mauricio looked good before, and then he had that middle period where he was not looking so good? Now he's looking better again. But I don't know about Mauricio. Evan from New Jersey. Little Joe Gorga, too. Little Joe Gorga is cute. Woo woo woo, Simon. Oh, God. Ugh. Ugh. No, Simon's not even on the list. Not even close. Miss Sharon's buying clothes and jewelry. Not jewelry. See, definitely Apollo. See, Evan's sexy. Evan is sexy. Oh, I forgot about Russell. Russell from Miami. Russell's sexy. Strong, silent type. Sonya Richards, Ross's husband. Ross. Sexy. Eddie from Potomac. Oh, for a second, I was like, who's Eddie? Eddie Acefo. And I've seen Eddie in person. Eddie is very good looking. It's not even just the TV. In person, the chocolate is chocolating. Okay? So Dr. Wendy. Dr. Wendy's gorgeous in person, too. I really thought you were saying Eddie from the OC, and I was like, he's not bad looking, but no. Something creepy about him. Aaron Ross, yes. They're a good looking couple, Sonya Richards Ross and her husband. Eddie Judge, maybe. Nope, I don't like Tamara's hubby. He gives me weird vibes. And if you give me weird vibes, I kind of look at you weird. Like, I can't be attracted to you. I'm like, ew. OC's Eddie used to be cute, but not anymore. Maybe I have to see some old stuff of him. Mark Daly. I don't count Mark Daly. And especially because we know so much about Mark Daly. Like, no, he's trash. Not interested. Not interested. Who else? I can't think of anyone else. Mark Daly with the nose ring. No thank you. That's the first thing I thought of, Danielle, was Mark Daly in that nose ring. And I was like, he's not a bad looking guy, but I'm like, that would turn me off. I tried their CBD sleep gummies for 4 days and it made me pair. What? The Happy Eddie gummies? Any of the Married to Medicine husbands? Let me think. No. Oh, no, I take it back. Dr. Damon Daddy. Not him now, but him in college. Yes. That is one. Do I have that picture anywhere? Damn it, I don't think I do. Yes. Peter is hot. Peter from where? Peter Thomas? Peter Thomas is not bad looking, but I'm not like, my loins aren't hot for Peter. Maybe because I know he's broke. Yeah. Cecil. Yep. Cecil back in the day. Cecil's still good looking, but like, I'm not like, my loins aren't hot for Cecil now. But Cecil, when they throw back to the old photos of Cecil when he was at Morehouse, I was like, oh, Cecil was cute. Not Bob Whitfield, his cross-eyed. I mean, sorry. Was Bob cute back in the day? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, Dr. Daddy was hot in college. Cecil's brother actually is good looking. Like now. Remember we saw him at Phaedra's son's birthday party. He is good looking. I wonder what he looked like back in the day. Because he's good looking now. guys, you're just joining us. This is a special Kempire After Dark here exclusively on IG. I don't post these anywhere else. I only do it here. I'm streaming from my computer. Won't be here much longer. Just decided to come here to say, hey, Replay Crew, be sure to let me know your thoughts. I just finished watching the UK version of The Traitors. The first three episodes are available on Peacock. They're not paying me, but run me a check, Peacock. But we did recap the US version, the season finale, and the reunion on my YouTube channel. So if you missed that, I did a long form version of the recap. I did a short form version here on Reels, but if you want to hear my full thoughts, be sure to check it out on YouTube. Okay. And today I posted my recap of the Real Housewives of Miami, final part of their reunion for such a stellar season. So be sure to check that out also on YouTube. Dr. G is actually handsome. His voice is just annoying. I agree, Cindy. I have to say, especially now that he has the gray beard, he is good looking, but it's his personality that makes him not attractive. You know what I mean? Have you seen the preview of the... Yes, we were just talking about that, Jalan. We were just talking about the preview for the Real Housewives of New Jersey season. Their trailer dropped this week. Did you watch the Traitors postmortem? Oh, no, Shauna. You know, I did not watch... I did watch all of the episodes. Did new ones come out after the season finale and things like that? Because I haven't watched those. Usually those come up automatically once I'm done watching. But that didn't come up. Yeah, Dr. G with the salt and pepper is cute. You didn't watch Hunting Housewives? What? Oh, that was the Lifetime movie, right? With NeNe? I have to say, Denise Richards on Watch What Happens Live, she looked really cute with her curls and the darker hair. I liked it. She's still lying, though. She's still lying. Do you watch Love is Blind? Yes, Cindy. We talk about Love is Blind on Tuesday Takeover. We've talked about it the last couple of weeks. That season finale, everyone's talking about how 80 was left at the altar by Clay. Are we really shocked? I wasn't completely surprised by that. I wasn't completely surprised by that. And now people are saying that they want her to be the next Bachelorette. But I heard that they were pictured together, her and Clay. So I was happy for Jimmy and Amy, but I feel like the season started off really, really good and then took a twist at the end, in a good way. I wasn't surprised that Jimmy and Chelsea didn't even make it to the altar. I'm glad he didn't even waste his time in doing that. I do feel like Chelsea was clingy. I do feel like, I'm not saying that Jimmy was perfect, but some of the things that she did in those last couple of episodes, it was sort of like, why you keep bringing up his friend when he clearly has told you, don't bring her up because she's not on the show. She didn't sign up for the show. And I think she's in another relationship. So I felt like that was disrespectful because she didn't sign up for this. So why you keep throwing her out there? Jimmy Neutron and Megan Fox relationship was very toxic. Yeah, her 80 is still with Clay. No, 80 doesn't need to date anyone. Denise Richards looked like she could be on RHOP. What is that? You know what? So, you know what? Hold on. Let me see how I do this. 80 needs someone who wants her and not her body. Well, I told you from the minute that we were introduced, when they saw each other for the very first time, it was giving very weird vibes, like both of them, but especially him. It was sort of like, but he already said from the beginning he wanted to know what she looked like. And I was just like, this is weird. Like, why would you sign up for a show like this? You know what I mean? Yeah, AD did look great in her amazing. She did look great in her reunion dress. The reunion comes out this week, right? Kelly says AD is so sweet and deserves better. I think she'll find it. I'm thinking after the cameras went off, I'm sure he was probably in her DMs trying to, you know how men do. We were talking about Love is Blind. Yes, because he was attracted to her body. But at least he knew enough not to get himself into a marriage. But I'm guessing that's probably because, you know, there are all kinds of things that they don't include in the show in regards to, well, this is going to be a real marriage. So if you say yes, this is what it entails. I love the conversation that Clay's parents had. I thought that was pretty deep. And especially from his mother's side. Oh, it comes out Wednesday. Okay, the reunion. AD needs to take accountability, though. She refuses to see the red flags. She set herself. She paints her nails red to match the red flags. Yes, Cindy. he's in the pod saying, I need to know. That was a red flag. You signed up for a show called Love is Blind. You know the premise of the show, Love is Blind. So you're not seeing the person. You're basing this off of not knowing what they look like. And you're saying, I need to know what you look like. I would have ended it right there. That is a major red flag. Favor says, Kempire, I just heard before the live on Tamara's Talking Traders podcast where Trishelle admits that she knew MJ was a faithful. Shaking my head, justice for MJ. See, I had the vibe that they knew that MJ was a faithful. I think they were being greedy, both CT and Trishelle, and they just wanted to get more money. And some people will say that's the game. But, okay. The rumor is that Clay told AD and the producers that he didn't want to get married after the DR trip, but they asked him to stay for diversity reasons. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Not sure I believe it, though. I wouldn't be shocked by that because, you know, Love is Blind has gotten a lot of backlash from their former stars in regards to that. So it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me. And reality TV can be like that. Like, just stay. You don't have to get married. But AD, if AD knew that, she really did a hell of acting then. But based off AD's reaction, I doubt if that's true that she knew. Daniel says, yeah. And she said that him asking what she looked like bothered her. And AD continued. Yep. Like, for me, I was like, you're going to continue. I think she only continued. I think partially, we forget the element that some of these people do want to be on reality television. They do want to be on reality television. So that's part of the reason why they stay on this situation. Oh, yes, they knew. Trishelle and CT just wanted to split the pot because just the two of them. Yeah. They said, I totally believe that he got the booty on the trip and he didn't want it anymore. Whew. Look, whew. Damn. Awesome favor, agreed. And also, thank you for putting me onto the traders, and NBC needs to cut you a check. Well, I don't know if you guys know, for those that are just joining us, the Traders UK first three episodes dropped right after, literally yesterday it dropped. Yesterday it dropped. I just watched it today. I saw a clip of Trishelle from the challenge. She was a mess. Why is Kim and Croy so silent now, right? Don't conjure them up. Don't conjure them up, please. Oh, how much was the pot? They ended up, how much was it? It was the $208,000 that was split between CT and Trishelle. Cindy said, I just don't think 80 was his preference. Probably, but they're never going to say that. Because they don't want to look bad on television. Oh my God. Paul says, I think they all get together and bang on Love is Blind after the show. Okay. Yeah, the UK version. Season one of the UK version was really good. The first three episodes of the UK season two. It's keeping my attention. But it's regular people. Even if it wasn't regular people, we don't know UK celebrities like that. That aren't necessarily big here. So it still would feel like people we don't know. However, if it were people that were big in the UK and other people knew them and they were commenting on, well, if this person is like this on that show, it would give a different dynamic. Not Eyes Wide Shut. Jimmy and Chelsea were spotted by TMZ in Miami this past weekend. Oh, really, Cindy? I mean, I think they circle the block. After you've already done this reality show, I think what they think, well, maybe without the cameras, things would be different. You know how you get into these toxic situations. I think what happens is that they do build some sort of connection in the pods. So they're like, well, maybe we should give this a try without the cameras. So maybe that's what's happening. Maybe that's what's happening with Chelsea and Jimmy. I don't think it's going to last. Did I hear that Jessica is dating Trevor? Is that true? I think they also were photoed together, so it doesn't mean that they're dating. Deb says, I really like the regular people on Traders. I like it, too. I hope next season for the U.S. version they will do a mix. Like, I like having the reality stars, but I like the mix of real people because they play differently. They don't play the TV game. You think Trevor's creepy? I don't think Trevor's creepy. I think Trevor is just geeky. So I don't think he's creepy. You know what I mean? Give it a try without the cameras, but then come back to the show and let us know how it's going. I'm sure they will. Because aren't they the last season coming back for the reunion? I think Trevor and Jessica were on another Netflix dating show. Were they? Jessica and Johnny, Amy's husband, were seen at the airport together. Oh, yeah, I did see that. So I guess we'll know during the reunion. I mean, we have to remember, a lot of these people are friends, too. Just because you see them together doesn't mean that they're together. They could have been on the same flight, and they know each other. Oh, wait, Trevor had some things come out about him? I didn't hear about that. I'm basing my opinion on Trevor based on the show. What came out about Trevor? Dan couldn't keep his lies straight on the reunion when speaking about Phaedra. Phaedra got him together, though. She called him a piece of you-know-what on the Traitors reunion. I have to say, Phaedra was very entertaining. Was she a great traitor? No. But she was entertaining during the season. I've thought about doing Traitors, but I don't know. I don't want to do reality television. Because once you do reality television, they can depict you whatever way they want to depict you. And I like the game, but I don't know if I would want to do Traitors. I don't know. But if I did in our fantasy, I'd want to be a traitor. Do you think Salt Lake City will be any good? I miss Monica. I mean, we won't know until it actually airs. I think they dropped the ball on this season coming up, but they're already talking about, oh my God, the season's going to be amazing. And they were only filming for like a week. So don't do villains. Why would I do villains? I'm not a villain. Maybe in some people's heads. Yes, tonight is daylight savings. We're springing forward. So at 2 a.m., we spring forward. So we lose an hour of sleep tonight, y'all. You'll be an AI character in perpetuity with those contracts. Exactly. Kemp reminiscing about our DC After Dark show. We'll be there. There'll be a chance to rewatch it if it was recorded. Unfortunately, this particular venue did not record the video version, but I did post the audio, some of the audio on our podcast of the DC Live show. For those that are just joining us, I will be in Boston May 30th. I'll be in Nashville July 11th, Atlanta July 12th, Seattle. I'll be August 30th. Tickets are now available. Check out my Instagram bio for links. Well, yes, Danielle, especially because you're going to lose an hour of sleep. Have a good night. I'm about to get off of here, too, so I can go wind down and go to bed. Teresa on House of Villains is perfect for her. Is she coming on House of Villains? Do we know? Hi, Kemp. Don't twerk on the fence. Come to Toronto. No, I really want to come to Toronto. And when I do come to Toronto with the Kempire After Dark show, I'm going to stay a few days. I want to experience Toronto. But I'll keep you guys posted once we get those other days, you know. Thank you. I wanted another laugh, and we'll listen to the audio version with my three-month-old. And you came out to the show? My gosh. Thank you. Kempire, we need you to come to the Bay Area. The Bay Area is what part of California? Is that the south part? How far is that from L.A.? Look, you know I don't know California. But we are talking about Los Angeles. So stay tuned. So Doug, I volunteered to be your tour guide. Thank you. For Toronto? Someone said I have to look up twerking on a fence. Well, it's something that we've coined here. My husband celebrated his 88th birthday and didn't want me to spend any money on him because he said that it leaves more money for... Oh, tell your husband I said thank you, Julie. Happy birthday to your husband. Happy birthday, 88. God bless. God bless. Oakland, San Francisco. Okay. Did you hear Jenny Mai is trying to get the prenup thrown out? Well, she's been trying. We've been covering that for a while. She's been trying to get that thrown out. She's been trying to find some sort of loophole within the prenup. I don't know why. I thought she had her own money. Okay. All right. Bay Area is 6 hours from LA. Bay Area is San Francisco. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, we were talking about San Francisco as well. So stay tuned because California is huge. So we want to definitely do LA, but we want to do maybe more of a northern California. So stay tuned. I'll keep you guys posted. Be sure to follow me here. Follow me on Twitter because I'll be making those announcements everywhere. But if you don't want to miss out on those announcements, because someone literally commented on the Philly video that I posted saying, "You were in Philly?" So I was like, I don't know how you missed it. I announced it on TikTok. I announced it on YouTube. I announced it on Instagram. I announced it on Facebook. So you just, with the algorithm, make sure you're coming to the page just to double check. Thank you so much. Kempire, did you watch the breakdown of all of Diddy's losses on Long? Oh, no, I didn't, Carolina. I didn't. That'd be a good watch. I am supposed to collaborate with an attorney to talk about some of these legal stuff, so stay tuned for that. Now that I don't have another show until Boston in May, I might have a little bit more time to work on some other projects, so stay tuned. Is Portia living in her post-marriage home? I don't know where Portia's living, but remember, she moved her mom into her old house, so I wouldn't be surprised if Portia has moved back to her old house. Just saying. Happy birthday, Seductive Night. Carolina, is that the show on TV? The channel is it on? I don't know. I would like to go back to Philly. I really love the venue in Philly. I would love to definitely go back. We didn't have a lot of time to promote Philly the way that we were able to promote New York and DC, but I definitely would like to go back to Philly. So stay tuned, Philly. Stay tuned. Especially because we had a lot of people that said, oh my gosh, I couldn't come, blah, blah, blah. So we're going to work that out. Simon's acting up on social media, but I don't report on Simon. Simon can go back into to the world of, you know, where we don't know who he is. Do you think that we'll see the fall of Andy Cohen? I never thought that. That's why I thought it was so interesting that they were making such a big deal about these recent lawsuits. I felt like nothing new came out from those lawsuits. It didn't feel like the people that were filing them had a lot of credibility, but I mean, any company should take accusations like that very seriously. But I don't think it's the fall of Andy Cohen. I'll let you know when I really believe it's the fall of Andy Cohen, but I don't think so. Cindy says, Simon's posting like an IG model. You know what? I can't. Oh, forever, Carla. I'm sorry that you share a birthday with Simon. Thank you so much. Eyes open, Ray. Will we see the fall of Diddy? Well, now that is what we will see. We're already seeing it live and in living color in real time. I think this is just the beginning, honestly. I think this is just the beginning. So, yeah, yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your Saturday night. For those that have been asking about my Love and Marriage DC recap, it's not happening. Maybe this week if I have time. I just didn't have the energy tonight to do that. But stay tuned. Stay tuned. Simon's going to be deported in no time for scam. Lord. I mean, now that it's become media news, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm waiting for 50's documentary on Diddy. Ryan Garcia is talking big with Andrew Tate, saying he saw kids getting, okay. Diddy will be heading to Bali soon. Lord. Good night, good morning. Thank you for covering such a range of topics. Thank you for watching the range of topics. Thank you for spending this evening with us. Always love when you go live, regardless of the platform, to have a good time. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Diddy had hidden cameras in all the rooms in his house, capturing compromising images of his guests for blackmail. I heard that too. I'm not surprised by that, because that seems to be his MO. Part of the reason why those freak offs were filmed with Cassie, he was using that to hold that over her head. So I wouldn't be surprised. But look, we have to wait. Yes, did you guys see that clip? Someone created like this trailer. It looks like it's the Risa Tisa story. They did a good job with that trailer. They really did. It was funny to watch. Anyways. Someone else said that this week. Was that you, Danielle? That said you want the Real Housewives of Dallas to come back? I think it was. Yeah, you just said yes. Me too. You're welcome, Carolina, guys. I appreciate you all taking time out of your Saturday to be here. If you're part of the replay crew, don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to share your thoughts. And let me know if you're coming to the Boston show, the Nashville show, the Atlanta show, or the Seattle show. And yes, we are working on additional dates. We are working on additional dates. Let me know where you would like to see me so that we can have a better idea. We're working on Chicago. We're working on Florida. We're working on Texas. We're working on California. We just haven't confirmed yet. We just haven't confirmed yet. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Claudia Jordan, does she still live in Dallas? Danielle says she's coming to Nashville. Okay. Good night. Good night, y'all. San Diego. I live in Pasadena. Okay. I came to L.A. When was I in L.A.? I went to L.A. in November. But we were planning to come to L.A. to bring the show to L.A. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you guys have a great evening, Sunday. Don't forget, the clocks go forward tonight an hour. We're losing an hour of sleep, so sleep in if you can. That's what I'm going to be doing. After this, I'm done for the night. I'm going to go relax. I'm going to go relax. All right. I will see you guys later. Thank you so much for being here. All right. Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all. Mm-mm-mm.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. The Kempire Radio Network can be found on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, be sure to check out the description for more details on the Kempire After Dark live tour. We're coming to Philly this week, Boston soon, Nashville and Atlanta, and Seattle. Again, more information on that, our guests, and more can be found in the description notes.